Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's come to prayer together. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we rejoice in our knowledge of the risen Christ. We thank you that he has died for us, he has risen for us, and he eternally lives to make intercession for us. And we pray that in our journey through life, walking hand in hand with him, with your Spirit in our hearts, we may look to you for your instruction, and listen when you speak, and heed and do what we hear you say. As we read your word now, we pray that you open it to us and teach us and help us to take it on board. Amen. Well, our verse from Proverbs 15 this morning is verse 32. Those who disregard discipline despise themselves, but the one who heeds correction gains understanding. So this is very black and white. It's very much linked to the verse that Simeon brought to us yesterday morning. And in actual fact, the original language makes it even more graphic. Those who disregard discipline hate themselves. That's clear enough. But it actually says the one who heeds correction acquires a heart. So here it is, it's a life and death issue. Are you going to hate yourself, or are you going to gain a heart? In other words, learn how to live. And as is often the case, the best commentary on scripture is scripture itself. So without any apology, I'm going to turn directly to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, where the writer talks about God disciplining his children. Above all, we're concerned with hearing what God has to say in disciplining us. Those who heed discipline will learn how to live right. Those who despise it are pushing away from them one of God's chief tools in instructing us. And it's so important to realize this. If you hate correction, you will never be corrected, and your path will go wrong. So when we hear God's word correcting us, rebuking us, teaching us, instructing us in God's ways, we are to heed it and we are to put it into practice. When you hear God speaking through another Christian into your life, or even an unbeliever who brings to you some kind of knowledge of the truth that applies to the way that you're living, you are to listen to it and you are to heed it. So here is what Hebrews tells us. And I won't read all of these verses, but from chapter 12 and verse 4 onwards, it quotes Proverbs. And then verse 7 says, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children, for what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. So I want to unpick these verses in Hebrews as a commentary on that verse in Proverbs. First of all, in verse 7, notice that hardships are to be endured and counted as discipline. These are the ways in which God is bringing his discipline to us. Now, we might not despise God's discipline, but very often we might be tempted to question why. That three-letter word is one of the biggest things to ask when you're undergoing hardship, when you are in trouble, when life is difficult, when it's an uphill struggle and it's hard to come to terms. And you're asking questions like, is God punishing me? Well, let me tell you straight away, there's only one place where God punishes sin, and that's the cross of Jesus Christ. He took upon himself the burden of your sin, and God has forgiven you. You need to bring that to the cross. So when we go through tough times in life, this verse tells us we are to actually consider them to be ways in which God is training us. He's disciplining us. He's teaching us the path to walk. And verse 7, first of all, tells us it happens to everyone. It happens through hardships, God's discipline. Secondly, it happens to everyone in verse 8. So no one is exempt. No Christian will never undergo hardships, which God is using in this way. It's one of God's primary tools in teaching us how to live as Christians. Thirdly, in verse 7, we see it's a sign of sonship. So what God is saying to you very clearly is, if you are not disciplined, you are not a son. You are not a child of God. Proverbs elsewhere says that the wise father disciplines the child he loves. And the discipline is a sign of that love. So when God is dealing with you and it seems harsh in your life and you're experiencing pain and trouble and struggle in your mind to come to terms with what you're having to endure, what is on earth is God doing in all of this? Why doesn't he make life a little bit more pleasant? Why aren't things more easy going? Well, God is disciplining you. He's training you. Let me quote you from something that somebody says in this respect. This is from a book called The Disciplines of Life by Raymond Edman. It is sons whom God disciplines that they might bring honour to his name. He wants to teach and train them, to soften and to sweeten them, to strengthen and steady them, that they may show forth the excellencies of him who told them, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." So discipline happens through hardships. Discipline happens through to everyone. Disciplines are a sign of sonship. And then finally, in verse 10, we see it produces a result. There is an outcome in this life of God's discipline for you. In verse 10, we're told it actually gives us a share in God's holiness. Now that's glorious. Let me pause and say it again. That's glorious. You see how holy Jesus is? God wants you to be like that. You see, shining forth his holiness in your life. How are you going to get there? You're going to get there by God disciplining you and shaping you in a way that knocks off those rough corners, that smooths down those rough surfaces. How does he do that? He does it using the abrasive tool of discipline. Verse 11 tells us that the harvest that it produces is a harvest of righteousness and peace. Here is how you will become more like Jesus, your Saviour, your Lord. Here is how God is making you in his image. If life was all easy, just a coast from one end to the other, like a sailboat being sort of pushed forward by the wind, if there was never any fight, any struggle, your muscles, your spiritual muscles would not develop. So those four things. Discipline happens through hardships. Discipline happens to everyone. Discipline is a sign of sonship, a sign you're a child of God. And discipline produces a harvest, holiness, righteousness, and peace. Let's pray. Father, it seems almost completely baffling to us that we should say thank you for our hardships, thank you for our troubles. And yet we acknowledge that all of these things are in your hand, and they are tools which you use in your wisdom to shape and conform us to be more like Jesus. And so when we are tempted to question why, we will trust you, and our faith will say that this too comes from your hand, and it is for our good, and it is for your glory. So help us to walk this day in a knowledge of your love, that you are treating us as your children, that you are making us more like the Jesus we love and want to be like. Amen. Pressed out of measure and pressed to all length, pressed so intently it seems beyond strength, pressed in the body and pressed in the soul, pressed in the mind, till the dark surges roll. Pressure by foes and a pressure by friends, pressure on pressure till life nearly ends. Pressed into knowing no helper but God, pressed into loving the staff and the rod,
pressed into liberty where nothing clings, pressed into faith for impossible things, pressed into living a life in the Lord, pressed into living a Christ life outpoured.